When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi gang, just a heads up here, I'm a little tired today, and so I'm going to try to wake myself up with this intro. Okay, ready?
Hi everyone!
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. It's me, Clay Tata, and I'm here with Ron.
Hi everybody.
I don't have anything mean to say about Ron.
I do, he fucking sucks.
Yes, dude, go off.
Okay. That's wit.
And that's wit.
Don't tell them who I am! Clay, you can though.
Hey, this is Whitmer Thomas.
Thanks, Clay. No thanks to Rod introducing me. As if you don't make decisions for this family, Rod.
I mean,
You're not the leader of this family.
You're not the leader of this family.
I never said I was the leader.
Okay, but you go telling the podcast my name? Rod, well, what if I don't want that information out there?
Are you doxing my friend here?
Is knowing somebody's name doxing them?
Yeah, Rod. Sometimes it is. What if I'm going by, what if that name, you say my name, and what if that name is, yeah, it's doxing.
What if his new name was Beryl John Harold?
Beryl John Harold?
Yeah.
Beryl John Harold?
Yeah.
That'd be a great new name.
Rod's repeated it like he made it up.
Yeah. He's stealing it.
I'm going to tweet it out.
He goes, interesting. Beryl John Harold.
I'm going to go ahead and tweet it out. People are going to think I made it up.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Cool. I guess anytime you say, just letting everybody know, anytime you say something and on the podcast, exactly. It can become a fucking tweet for Rod, new Twitter handle, Twitch handle.
Anything that gets
all the Rod dogs. Exactly. I mean, what's next? He's going to part his hair down from the side? Oh, fuck, he is. Rod parts his hair. Rod gave up completely on the middle part, just a heads up. Meanwhile, Clay gave himself a wonderful little buzz cut that is being worn exactly how it's supposed to be.
Clay, you did it yourself?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You just got the trimmers out?
Yep. And I'm going to have Whitney clean up the back.
And it's a wonderful little buzz cut.
Thank you so much.
It's looking good. You feel fresh?
Yeah, big time. Yes, it's me, Clay Tatum, and I feel good.
Did you do it last night or this morning?
Yes, like 2 hours ago. Oh. Three at this point.
Did you take a shower afterwards?
Big time, dude.
Yeah, nice. Okay. And you buzzed your hair on the anniversary of The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Do you remember what we were doing 13 years ago on this day?
Do you guys get in the car to go to a movie theater?
We made shirts.
Yeah.
We spray painted Batman onto some shirts.
Yeah.
And we went into the Landmark Theater.
Yeah.
In West LA.
Oh, is it? That's a nice one.
Waited in line. Pretty sure the news was there.
Oh yeah, it was a huge thing.
Or did I make that?
I think you made that up. You're thinking of
the era of like a movie opening at midnight and being mm-hmm. being like a big deal for everyone to be in line to go see it.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Sammy's Camera, is what you're thinking of.
The news?
When you went to Sammy's Camera.
Yeah, you saw those cameras there.
Mmm. There's cameras everywhere. They must have been filming something.
Yeah.
And what's extra special about this day is that yesterday we were filming.
What year anniversary is it?
13.
Do they celebrate that?
I mean, yeah, you could celebrate every anniversary.
I guess so. I don't know. Huh. Yeah, it is a weird one to celebrate.
Well, 13 is kind of a spooky number.
Mm.
I'm not saying this is a spooky movie, but sometimes it is.
Joker's a little spooky. What's extra special about this is that last night we were filming something where I had to be dressed up as Joker.
Yeah.
As a sort of a version of Heath Ledger's Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Is the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking around Hollywood Boulevard. Everybody was yelling at me because I guess they were a fan of the Golden One.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were yelling Joker, just like you.
Because I made jokes.
Because you make jokes in the Golden One.
Yeah.
It was cool to get recognized. I hadn't really been out and about, you know, since mm-hmm. lockdown.
So they see you in your face makeup with the big smile, and they're like, "Oh my god,
he looks
that's like Whitmer Thomas."
Wait, what lockdown are you talking about? The COVID-19 or the one time Rod knocked on your door?
That's not over yet. So that's not. I'm not talking about COVID.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still over here. So. Mm-hmm.
And then, so I was posting some pics and vids, and people started telling me it's the 13-year anniversary today.
Yeah.
Of our guy, Heath, changing the world. Mm-hmm. Would you say that he changed the world?
Yeah.
Why? Clay's really sleepy.
Because that clown movie he did?
I mean, it's just a great, it's really just a great performance. It's probably one of the best of all time.
Yeah, it's really good. And I mean, we watched some of it today and we all loved it and had full body chills.
I think there was like a problem because we started it before we started the podcast, and I was like, I think we're just going to watch the whole movie.
No.
I thought there's a part of my in the back of my head. I was like, I think we're just going to watch the whole thing.
Once it gets to the cell phone hacking stuff, I don't need to see the rest of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the movie.
Yeah, don't get my man wrong.
But I love mostly just the beginning.
I mean, yeah, I guess if when because there's like parts where Joker's not in it very much, mm-hmm. and you do kind of feel a little bit bored.
Where's my guy?
Yeah,
well, let's see his life.
So like, there's like all this Batman stuff that's cool, mm-hmm. but it's not the Joker.
I'm loving that Alfred in this one too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just want to watch the world back.
Because when the Joker really comes back in the, I don't know, is it like the end of the second act?
Mm-hmm.
That's when the movie really kicks it up.
Slam bams, dude. Yeah.
You think Dark Knight is your favorite movie of all time?
Yeah, it is.
Do you think there's any other movie that you would like? Let's say there's
what about
Dark
like,
Knight versus My Own Private Idaho. One has to go. One has to not be created.
Oof. My Own.
Yeah. So I don't think, it might be your bay. I don't know if there's another movie that you would.
Remember when you used to be really into Spider-Man 2?
Was I?
I feel like you were really
into Spider-Man 2 this, Spider-Man 2 that.
No, I
shut up about the Spider-Man 2.
You love Spider-Man 2.
2 seconds, dude.
I do love that movie.
I feel like there was a time when you talked about it more. And now you don't really.
So wait, Rod saying that you were...
Not more than Dark Knight.
Where were you when Spider-Man 2 came out? Remember that day? No. Spider-Man 2 came out.
Was I in high? I think I was in high school still, right?
I think I did see it in the theater in Foley, but I don't really remember much about that day.
That's the Doc Ock one, right?
Mm-hmm.
That one's good as hell.
Yeah, I think I saw it with my stepsister.
I think that was like one of the. That's a movie I went. I saw at midnight. Then we went to Denny's.
Ooh, what were you doing on the day of the Dark Knight?
Probably saw the movie at midnight. Went to Denny's.
Mm. Nice.
Because I would been. That was 2008. Yeah, so it was like right before I moved to LA, I think.
So this movie, The Dark Knight, was the first movie I ever saw where I was like looking at stuff about it on the internet. And that's the first time I ever did that. I'd go to batmanonfilm.com.
No way.
Clay, doesn't your brother go to like a James Bond website?
Daily, probably.
What did you look at on there?
I don't know. Updates? I don't know.
Does he not know about YouTube?
Just new James Bond things?
Well, he knows about YouTube.
Oh.
So people older than us, they have a weird internet. They have a weird relationship with the internet. They still go to sites that give you updates.
Right.
Just like, no, you don't. You don't go to sites for updates. You go to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
They provide you the updates.
They give you an update, and that's good enough, usually.
I just really do think, like, I don't know what you're talking about, Spider-Man 2. I mean, I watched the first Batman the other night. That shit's good, too.
Which one?
The one with Tim Burton.
Okay, Batman 1, Dark Knight.
Which one? Ooh, that's, like, really hard. Because one of them holds much more nostalgic value.
I think, can I be honest with you?
Huh.
I think Batman... 1989 is a better movie than The Dark Knight.
It's probably more of an interesting movie.
Because you know why?
It's crazy and weird.
Well, it, as a whole piece, holds up better. Because there's, you gotta be honest, there's chunks in The Dark Knight where you're like, I see what you're doing, I don't care.
Like what?
Like when he okay, so when he goes to like he goes to Hong Kong or whatever, great segment. Mm-hmm. The pencil trick, great segment. Opening, very good opening. But then sometimes he goes like I don't know, there's like stuff in the middle. Like even like after the fucking the barrel stuff.
Yeah.
Where the barrels blow up. There's some stuff in the middle there before you get to the hospital where you're like, come on, speed it up, gang.
Yeah.
There's a lot of logistics in that movie that I don't really care for.
What I don't think the movie really needs, it's for me, the worst part of the movie is Two-Face's quick defeat. His, like, yeah. I wish that it just sort of ended with you sort of are like, ooh, maybe Two-Face is going to be in the next movie.
I don't really like the ending that much. After Joker's gone...
Yeah.
I can give a shit.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think Two-Face would probably be a better...
Now,
do you think...
Batman 1, that thing holds up as like a single like,
yeah, it's a piece. Single... It's just a piece of a movie. There it is.
I do think that sometimes it's just like, for whatever reason, movie studios think that it's like, no, we got to try and get more villains in this.
Well, I bet you Christopher Nolan was shooting his ass in the foot. He's shooting his ass in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
When he killed off Two-Face, because then Heath Ledger passed away, and he's like, fuck, they want me to make a sequel. Damn, why'd I kill Two-Face? I could have just alluded to Two-Face.
Yeah.
And then had that be the villain of the third movie. That would have been Two-Face and Bane or something?
Because the Bane, I mean, the...
The Bane
all that movie, Bane stuff is so confusing and like
that his plan doesn't make a lick of sense.
Nothing about it makes any sense.
He's a cool villain, but what's going on in the movie is fucking what?
It's confusing. Yeah, just like bonkers. Like
he puts you in a hole. They and take gives you a TV.
All these guys take over the one city and then.
But they're still gonna blow it up either way.
Why do they keep Batman alive again?
So because he wants him to watch his city. Burn.
Yeah, so he gave them a little TV.
Mm-hmm. In the TV,
and he gave him a guy who's like a surgeon.
They had to feed him like he's a dog. Like, why do you want? Like, aren't you busy?
Yeah, they threw him in the hole in the ground. He they has give to him do a, sit-ups,
and his roommate is a chiropractor. Who's able to fix his back with a rope.
Yeah. No, it's just kind of a weird nonsense movie. But that also the opening of that movie is so good.
Yeah, but as soon as you start breaking that shit down, it's like. You gotta switch your blood out? Huh? I don't think that's how that shit works.
Doesn't Batman get like he gets like a robot leg?
But at one point, Batman gets like a weird ACL brace that's robotic.
Yeah. So he could kick harder?
Uh-huh. And he demonstrates by kicking some of the wall, and Alfred's like, oh, look at that. And if I was Alfred, I'd be like, well, what the fuck? Why'd you kick part of our wall down? Yeah,
fix
like,
the fucking wall.
We're in a cave, dude. There's rocks everywhere. Go kick one of the goddamn rocks. Mm-hmm. Are you a dickhead?
Fucking bitch, bastard.
That's a movie I haven't really revisited.
I revisited it pretty recently.
Yeah, I did too.
So yeah, I mean, there's that one. It's all right. It's good. But, I mean, the thing you're right about the first Batman. Michael Keaton is my favorite Batman, for sure.
And just, I think that the first one has so much style.
That's fun.
And, like, the Chris Nolan movies are good, but I think that they're just kind of almost like nothing.
They
kind of
sometimes turn into, like, an NYPD Blue episode. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like, stop, dude. I don't care. I don't care about the mechanics of the fucking crime.
It kind of just looks like nothing.
When's the last time you saw Batman Returns?
Now, that movie freaking rips, dude.
It's been a while.
Some people... recently, there was a lot of talk on the internet about that being Tim Burton's masterpiece. And how it was sort of like... People didn't really like it or get it when it came out.
Right.
Because it's actually just like a movie about Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's the main person. I think people signed up to go watch Batman.
You ever watch that YouTube video of people watch? They saw the trailer of the new Batman Returns.
Really? Is that?
Yeah, it's just like a news thing where they talk to people. I thought that
was the first Batman.
I think it was Batman because it's. Oh wait, maybe it was the first Batman.
It's so good where they're like Michael Keaton, so sexy, but it's like, is he? I mean, he is sexy as Batman, but before he was Batman, he was like Beetlejuice, and he was Mr. Mom. was he considered like sexy?
Maybe Beetlejuice is sexy.
Dude, yeah, actually, I think a lot of people had like their sexual awakening, but for some reason to Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I think Beetlejuice is probably sexy.
He's like weirdly horny.
Yeah, he's a horny guy.
He goes, hink, hink.
He goes, honk, honk.
Beetlejuice is good as hell.
Oh, yeah.
That's I haven't seen fucking, that shit in a long time.
That's a great one. Kidding me?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But yeah, I mean, just Tim Burton, that was like, he's so good then.
And Batman is a weirdo in that movie. Bruce Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
Also, it's funny in the Batman 1989, because Bruce Wayne, nobody knows what he looks like. Like, he's a recluse.
Oh.
Recluse. And he, so everybody at the party, Vicki Vale's like, do you know where Bruce Wayne is? She asks Bruce Wayne, and he goes, I'll let you know if I see him. What a weird, that's fucking weird. Why'd you do that, you asshole?
Weird guy.
This is what he does now.
And then later she's like, this is really cool. And he goes, yeah, it is. I got that from China. Got it in China. Oh, how do you know it's from China? Because I bought it. She's like, wait, so you're Bruce Wayne? Why'd you tell me? It's like, he doesn't feel like explaining himself.
I was just fucking with you. I don't know.
It's got that great joke of the big room where.
Yeah.
The other ends of the table, and she's like, this is a nice room. And he goes, never been in this room before. His ass is funny as fuck.
Yeah, it's good. An old timer.
Oh, yeah.
But is Jack Nicholson Joker funnier than Heath Ledger Joker?
Remember when he puts on the glasses? You want to hit a man with glasses, wouldn't
you? Oh, yeah. Here's what's weird about the Jack Nicholson one. He's, like, really serious at first. And he's a dick.
Yeah.
And then when he becomes a Joker, he's a silly little goof.
Yeah.
You can tell he's having some fun.
Dude. Oh, yeah. I mean, just that's, like, a really... Just, like, the art gallery scene or whatever where he's doing all the paintings.
Do you think there's going to be a resurgent of the goofy-ass comic book movies like fucking Dick Tracy or the first Batman where everything is just, like, wackadoo? Like, it doesn't have to be silly, but it's just, like... What world am I in? This is a whole different world.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think we'll ever get a movie where a superhero movie where the director of the movie is as big of a part as the superhero. Like, as big of a deal.
I mean, they really take it, like... Imagine if a superhero was in a real gritty world with the new Batman. They took it to a whole new other level.
But they invented that.
By turning
that.
The Batman into a fucking Ford Mustang.
Oh, the new Batman that hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson.
Before they really just like...
But the Batman's kind of the only one for me that I'm... Like, Tim Burton already did this super gothic one.
Mm-hmm. And then you have those insane ones.
Batman is so such a depressing character that it's like there it's just more fun to make movies about him because you can really take liberties with like what kind of dark you want to go with.
Okay, well, can you ever make a dark, can you make a Batman movie? Let's say you make a Batman movie with no one's permission, right? You just don't charge anyone for it. That's legal, right?
Yeah, you put it on YouTube. There's those all those Bat in the Sun or whatever they're called.
Like, what if you get Batman versus Predator? Huge director who just like puts up all this money and then casts like real actors in it.
You can do it.
And then as long as they don't charge and make a profit from it, you can do that legally.
The disclaimer at the beginning. Yeah, you can.
Why do you think? I wish someone would do that. I wish someone like some dumbass fucking billionaire just goes, you know what? I'm gonna have.
Would you do it?
We'll have Gus Van Sant make a fucking Batman movie. Here's fucking $30 million.
Hey, oh my god. Imagine how cool Batman would look.
Gus Van Sant's Batman?
Like a Carhartt jacket, like a weird old vintage some weird
fleshy hair. Let's just see what y'all do with it. I'm interested.
Yeah, it would be cool.
I can't really take a risk with this crap anymore because there's so much writing on it.
Right, because you're making a $500 million movie. You gotta know you're going to make profit.
I just don't want my Batman to be doing no funny voice. All right? Just do your...
this. Oh. Hi, gang. It's me, Batman.
I like that voice. If Batman goes...
Hi, everyone.
And there's no way you would know that he's Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Wayne.
So, do you not like...
I like Michael Keaton. Christian Bale?
Batman?
I don't like the voice.
You don't like the voice.
I mean, I love the movie.
Right.
Don't get my man wrong here.
But could he have just been going, I'm not wearing hockey pads? Like a little bit of a lower version of his voice? Yeah, just he could have done that.
Not done like the... He didn't not gone be. Full.
Somebody, all the way. This is my problem as an actor, Clay.
Go for
is
it.
Is well aware of this problem.
Yeah.
I go way too ham right away. Somebody needs to tell me to cool it a little bit. I go all in. Right away, and the reason I do it is because I'm always embarrassed of myself, and I know that if I just go full-blown insane in the beginning, somebody will dial it back, and then I will know, it's impossible for me to be embarrassed, because I already did the most embarrassing thing I could ever do.
You went ham.
Yeah, I went full-blown ham.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Christian Bale maybe was like, what if, in the rehearsals... Christian Bale, Chris Nolan was like, I don't know, what if I just went, I'm not wearing hockey pads? And Christopher Nolan laughed or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's so crazy. No one ever told him to dial it back a bit.
Yeah.
He goes, the normal take, I'm not wearing hockey pads. All right, later, gang.
Later, gang, and his Batmobile goes, vroom, vroom.
Vroom, wow. So what are we doing about these bad guys? Gordon?
Gordon, hey,
what do you think about these bad guys? What do you think we should do with them?
They seem like they're up to no good.
They once really again. Do. So, what are you up to?
Way up to later. Is this the end of your night, or are you going to another location? Yeah, how does that work for you? Because you're like on payroll, so like, do you clock out or?
You gotta go back to the station or you just go home?
Is it a salary?
I think it's a salary, right? Anywho, I gotta go.
I guess I'm gonna go look for a crime.
I'm gonna go find my Batmobile.
I gotta find it. It's black, so it's hard to find at night. Which I guess is why I painted it black, but. Yes, get the Batmobile.
You know, my Batmobile turns into a motorcycle? You know about that?
Oh, dude. Gordon. You won't believe this. So, like. Batmobiles are big, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. When I need to get around tight corners, that top part of it pops out, and then the bottom part becomes a Batmobile. Just figured this out.
Yeah. Hey, Gordon. Remember the original Batman?
Yeah.
Where they had their Batmobile look like stylized, like it looks like it was done by the art direction who did like the art director who did the whole movie, you know, it came a solo vision. I thought, when I was doing my Batmobile, what if it looks like an army car?
Yeah.
Just an army car. No bat, nothing.
But, hey, Commissioner
no
Gordon.
No huge fin? You're telling me you don't want a fin?
I'm not saying I am him, but Bruce Wayne, he loves building army stuff. He's got all kinds of army stuff, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I am him, but Bruce Wayne at Wayne Tech... He has, for some reason, a cape for army people that looks like a bat, and they can float around with it.
Meanwhile, in Iraq, everyone looks like Batman.
Oh, in the Christopher Nolan verse, if you go to the Middle East and see like the war or whatever, America's involvement over there,
you go to
everybody's
Afghanistan.
Got the bat ears.
Yeah, they got the bat ears and they're all driving the
but
bat.
They're all in desert camo, but it's just desert camo Batman. The big ass tank.
Grappling hooks.
They're all driving tumblers.
No, but it's like, is Wayne Tech the. Because they justify it by saying none of this technology was ever used because they shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all just been sitting there. So Wayne Tech is the biggest failures in weapon technology ever or something?
I assume that they also just have other crap too.
I like it. I like the bat. I like how Batman works in that thing. He goes, "Well, I'm Bruce Wayne. I'm the richest person alive, and I also own my own Raytheon." Mm-hmm. Who got behind that?
I guess they just had to figure out how to justify it, because what is it? How did Bruce Wayne have the Batmobile before? It was just a fancy-ass fast car that he built?
Probably just a car that... I mean,
In the Noel or the Snyderverse, Alfred is a engineer or something, right?
Yeah, it seems like it, because he's like he's building stuff.
Yeah,
the whole time.
You gotta be smart as fuck.
Yeah.
I like in the Tim Burton movie, they're like, "Hey Batman, how did you get this car?" I don't fucking know. Shut up.
He goes, "Shut
the fuck up. Move on."
Dude, why is this soup cold? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, and then...
and he goes, because it's some type of soup.
Well, Christopher Nolan comes in and he goes, well, no, he actually owns his own Lockheed Martin. And then because of that, he has all these, like...
I love that Clay knows the name of Lockheed Martin.
Yeah, you know about Raytheon? About the Lockheed Martin scandal?
My man's a patriot, so he knows all his defense companies.
When I went to Army school, where they teach you about all the Army before you do four tours, I did five because I loved it. They teach you about Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and all that jazz.
Oh, okay. Yeah, first Batman.
And you know I'm a teacher's pet.
Yeah. Michael Keaton Batman, there's zero explanation. But it's supposed to be that he just started out being Batman, right?
Oh, so he's pretty new at it.
But even all the more reason to explain how he has all this shit. He's just a crazy weirdo in this movie.
I mean, there's like a thing for me that I think that you maybe just don't need to explain it as much as they tried to.
I like it that they don't. Yeah. I never needed an explanation.
Yeah, I don't need it. I don't need to figure out
the
logistics of how he gets his shit.
Yeah, that's
cool. Yes.
And his hand sticks up and it's got green fingernails.
When he fell into that turkey gravy, I could be wrong.
It wasn't gravy? Turkey gravy. I don't mean to burst your bubble, but it was not turkey gravy.
Oh, well, it'd be nice though.
It wasn't.
It was chemicals that made him go nuts. And get how convenient this is. The thing that craziness that he has is like hysterical mania, where he thinks everything's funny.
Uh huh.
And guess what? When he goes and gets his face with the acid on it that Batman splashes on his face, he goes and gets some low key reconstructive surgery by a surgeon in a basement. And he accidentally makes his face look like it's smiling all the time.
Yeah.
That's a happy accident, you ask me.
But then explain this though. If that's why he looks like he's smiling all the time, then why does when he does the Smilex scheme, everybody also looks like they're smiling all the time with the same face, same looking smile?
Did he figure out a new chemical?
A new chemical that gives you face surgery
that gives you the new
put
smile.
It on your face? That is a plot hole if I've ever seen
one. All right, let's go. We're taking the movie down.
That's a plot hole.
Take it off the internet. We don't need it anymore. It's messed up.
Get rid of that shit.
Let's edit the movie so it makes sense.
Well, I mean, rewatching the fucking bat suit in Michael Keaton one, that's the best. That's the absolute best.
You mean just the costume?
Yeah, it looks sick.
Yeah.
It seems like the most uncomfortable thing I've ever seen in my life. It seems like I'd have a panic attack. You put that
helmet on. Remember he had a part of the movie where he ripped the head off?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Plastic was like the latex.
The rubber.
Seeing the rubber of it?
Why not just like...
It's like a rubber boot is what you're wearing.
It's one shot. Just figure out how to just make it to where the thing can just come off like seamlessly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why did you have to rip it off? That's weird. That's bizarre.
You're weird, huh?
You know, my older brother's favorite Batman is Val Kilmer.
Release the Schumacher cut. Absolutely release. That is what streaming is for, I think.
Yeah.
Is to release the director's cuts of movies.
You know, they really need to make it easier to get to the commentaries. Bring commentaries back.
Criterion did that.
Yeah.
I mean, someone's on it, so it's not like a totally lost cause, but I think everyone should do it on every single platform.
There's like an unlistenable, there's one you can't even find of Armageddon commentary.
It's not even on the
Blu-ray? There's a bunch of commentaries you can't really find. There. Even on the websites, the commentary websites.
They got websites for that?
Oh, yeah.
And there's a whole podcast.
There's an SLC Punk one that I've been trying to track down. That's one of my favorite.
I feel like we listened to that a long time ago.
Right? Yes, one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah, I think I remember listening to it one time.
Yeah. Yeah, I miss commentary. DVD special features, man. That was the shit.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I got a little bit more YouTube savvy, realizing that that's all that I look at on YouTube is like what a special feature of a DVD would be.
Yeah.
I remember renting movies, like putting in like the movie Seven or whatever, and being like, going to the special features and looking at all the special features and go, all right, I'm going to have to, this is like Christmas. I have to hold off on this. I have to sit through the movie first.
Gotta watch the whole thing.
I'll sit through the movie. Mm-hmm. I'll do all that. And then we'll pop this freaking baby open.
Crack the second DVD in.
Oh, my. Or flip it.
Oh, you got to flip it.
Dude, I love special
features. Oh, my God. Dude, I remember
watching scenes that were cut with no context to where they'd be in the movie. Oh,
fucking awesome. How do we get our movie on DVD with special features? And
we just got to do it ourselves. I remember watching, I got the Ben Stiller Show on DVD years ago, I don't know. And there was one DVD that was like, it was like four DVDs or something. Mm-hmm. And one of them was like sort of stuck shut. And I just didn't know that there was, you could open that side.
Oh.
And so for months, I was just watching the same three. Because I would just watch the same shit. If I liked a movie, right, like then, on DVD, I would watch it a ton of times.
You had less options. So you'd fall asleep watching basically the same four or five things.
And so then I remember somehow I dropped it or something and it flung open. I was like, holy shit, there's like four more episodes right here.
What the hell?
What did you do that?
What the fucking hell? There's what the four fucking more episodes?
Oh. What the fucking hell, bitch? Bastard?
Oh, Red Bull gives you beans.
Red Bull gives you beans.
That's not from this episode.
That's from that's from the Patreon. If you guys want to listen to it,
become an artist.
Hear us talk about Red Bull gives you beans.
Dude, but the Dark Knight special features were not very good. They were kind of somber.
Yeah, sometimes they don't. If you, like, sometimes, like, there's a DVD commentary where you start seeing the talking heads, people sitting down in front of a blurry, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. and their name comes up on the lower thirds. You go, ooh, this is going to be like 5 minutes long and it's not going to be good. But once you see one where the director is walking through his house with a stack of papers.
Oh. Or it starts with concept art.
And he's looking at like his wall in his bedroom that has like post-it notes everywhere.
Oh.
You go, and you're going to check the time. It's going to be like, this is a fucking hour long.
Oh dude, I remember that. That was that Star Wars Empire Strikes Back had that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good crap.
Those it's like an hour long.
Good ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, there's a whole movie that Only God Forgives thing. What's it called again?
Only God Forgives, but that's a documentary. That wasn't special features.
But what was it called? But it's basically a really good special feature. It's called
My Life with Rainer Werner.
Nicholas Rainer Werner. Yeah. Whatever his name is. That shit, you gotta watch that. It's just about him.
One of the greatest.
His wife made a documentary about him making Only God Forgives, and he's just spinning out because he doesn't think it's good.
Yeah, because it's like, and everyone saw it before the documentary came out, and we all had the thought of like, you really went for it, but it's just not right. It's
boring.
It's not there. You didn't really do it.
Yeah.
Well, that does actually sound really good.
It's so good because you see a guy.
The ending is the best part too.
Yeah, where he like convinces you. Just gotta watch
it. You just gotta watch it.
So fucking good. And now YouTube, you can find like fan-made special features things about like the Dark Knight and shit. But what I wish that Christopher Nolan did more, and that there was just more of in general, is the character designs. Like, they don't even have a lot for Batman. There's like some makeup test stuff, but that's about it.
Yeah, you want to see all the concept art. I want to see like
all the potential ideas.
I
want
to see everybody. Like, I want to go. I want to talk to the cost. I want to see the designers.
I need a DVD that comes with a booklet. Can I be real?
Yeah, let me get real. That's my own Private Idaho. Fucking scam, dude. That Criterion. That comes with this thick ass booklet. And I'm like, ooh, there's gonna be pictures of the hustlers hanging out. Nah.
Yeah.
Nope.
What's in it?
What was it? What would be our movie special feature?
I'd make a whole documentary. I wish I would have had the wherewithal to make a documentary about you making it.
That'd be embarrassing, I feel like.
But I was in it too, so I couldn't.
I think we both.
I should have done it.
Yeah.
Or Whitney?
Whitney was busy.
She was doing art direction.
All right, I wasn't very busy. I probably could have done it.
Yeah, Rod was sitting on his fucking ass with his damn thumb in his ass and he pulling his thumb out and praying there was poop on it so he could sniff it.
Sniff it.
Why would I do that?
You tell me.
Don't ask me, man.
Yeah, dude.
But you said I did it, but I didn't.
When?
Just now. I didn't.
I never would say that.
I don't think I did it.
What did I say?
Dude, you're acting like it. Rod, let me just say this and I'll say it.
You're gaslamping me.
You're acting like a bastard.
You are acting.
Was that also on the Patreon?
I don't know. I don't know where I am. Rod, so fucking
you're
tired.
Acting like a bastard. You're being a moronic bastard. You are absolutely being a moronic bastard.
Exactly.
Come on.
Sure, guys. Words haven't been spoken.
You guys can't say that in front of all the listeners. That's
you.
They're saying it. If we're not saying it, they're saying it.
They're saying it.
They're saying it in their heads.
Are these?
They're driving. They're driving in their car, and they're going. Rod sounds like a moronic bastard.
Why does he keep gaslighting his friends?
Yeah.
Oh, but I guess you can't really do that. I think because Heath Ledger just made the makeup up himself.
Well, he did the interview where he talks about how he said he wanted to sound like Tom Waits, and then you cut to Tom Waits.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you should do.
Just do a fucking impression of a... Do you think that's real, Tom Waits, doing that shit? Is he just goofing off?
Feels like he's always goofing off. I mean, you pretend to be a hobo, like a 1930s hobo.
Like a fucking folk art.
Yeah. So.
Remember when you got super into that culture? Like, not the present-day culture of that, but you could... Or what was that documentary called?
Bozo Texino? The Bill Daniels one?
Excuse me? Bozo what?
About the train
Who
hopper.
Is Bozo Texino?
Yes.
Who's Bozo Texino? Yeah, I love that.
And you also got really into that one.
What was his name? Bill Daniels?
Was it Elizabeth something? Freight train. What was your last
Elizabeth
name?
Elizabeth Cotton.
Oh my God. You should have seen Clay at this time period.
Folk
Clay? It was all pavement and folk art.
Oh, yeah. You know, but here's... let me make sure that I get his name right. But the guy who did the movie, who is Bozo Texino, he is, yeah, Bill Daniel. I was living in Savannah, Georgia, and he was touring with that movie. And so he would tour like a band, and he would like go to a fucking coffee shop, put up a screen, and project his movie for like an audience, and then he'll do a Q&A afterwards. Like they do with normal movies, but he would set it up himself. It's like a DIY movie tour. Why don't we do that?
It's kind of a cool idea.
And he just goes to little places and all these punk kids show up and they just talk about train hoppers and like that hobo culture of like people who would tag on fucking trains, freight trains.
I'd like, love to do that shit. That shit's
like, this
fun.
Guy, and he was like a really cool guy.
I wonder if he's made anything else afterwards.
Yeah. Remember when we shot at Ryan Preciado's place?
Mm-hmm.
He had Bill Daniels' book, which is really cool.
No, but has he made another movie, though?
Not at the scale of... I don't think so. He's always doing stuff, though. I don't know. He's just one of those guys that loves trains. You know about those guys.
Yeah, I think you're one of those.
Oh, yeah. Love choo-choos, dude.
The choo-choo is really cool, though.
How they zoom around.
Mm-hmm.
They go, whoa, chow, chow.
You never even been to Chicago, dude. You get these choo-choos, they're up on fucking stilts, man.
You know who has really good choo-choos, though?
Hmm.
Birmingham. Birmingham has great choo-choos.
Oh, old-timey choo-choos. Zooming around. Yes. Chugga-chugging.
You can hear the choo-choo hoot.
Yeah, you hear that thing, hoot, hoot.
What I like about Birmingham,
huh.
Staying at McGanny's and hearing that choo-choo hoot.
What? It is hoot, right? Or is it chew?
No.
It's hoot.
Okay, let me say it one more time. If there's any more shit in here that you need to clean out, I'll just do it. Clean it out now. I love going to my Gandy's and hearing the choo-choo hoop.
Have a warm cup of sweet tea and listen to that choo-choo hoot at my Gandy's.
Do you drink sweet tea warm?
It gets warm because you're out in that humidity, my man.
Yeah.
Good luck with keeping that drink cold.
Leaning on the... Oh, my God. You've been in my Gandy's. They had the porch.
Oh, yeah.
Sit on that porch. I think I'm about to hear another hoot of the choo-choo.
Ooh, I'm going to lean on this column, keeping this...
And then afterwards, I would go inside and put on one of my grandpa's, one of his, like, multiple UFO VHSs, because he saw a UFO one time and became very interested. He loved UFOs.
Yeah, my mom swears she was abducted by an alien. Group of aliens. She said she saw my aunt get abducted by an alien and then returned.
Oh, yeah. That's nice of them.
Yeah.
The hell? Isn't that weird? Like, what if that really happened and you just live your whole life? You just go, I've told people. I mean, they don't believe me, but like, that's just what happened. I don't know. Happened to my mom. My mom said she was, her and my grandpa, they experienced this together. We're just driving in Florida and a UFO, like, went down to them. And drove with them for a little bit, and then sped off. Well, to a point where they can really inspect it.
What the fuck? Oh, wait, actually, your mom told me about this, and she says that she's just messing with you.
Wait, what?
What the fuck?
Yeah. She says for years she's been messing with you, and she loves that you love the story so much. Because you're so fucking, you're a fucking moronic bastard. Yeah.
Well, you know, my mom also told me that, she told me that...
Clay's mom said that?
You told him that... She was goofing, and because she said you're so moldable, so manipulative, and you're actually like more of a moronic bastard than anyone she's ever.
No, well, she said, here's what I'm going to tell Clay.
Right.
She said that stuff, and she said, because my son's a moronic bastard.
You know where I was at that time when she was telling you that? I was on the other side. Her walkie-talkie watch was on.
Oh.
And I was in our little hacking booth.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going, excellent, he's falling into my trap.
And what's so funny about what you're saying, all this stupid bullshit, is that she was pointing at the watch and going, audience, the listeners can't hear.
He was
mouthing, but you can sort of hear my mouth move, but it's... She was mouthing, it's a walkie-talkie watch. And she was rolling her eyes like, my Clay's a moronic bastard, my son Clay.
Right.
Yeah, gave that perfect eye roll that said exactly what you thought. Well, that
Tracy Tatum eye roll.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You see that eye roll.
You know what I was doing?
Huh.
I was reading the script, and on the script that I wrote, it says, then she does the eye roll. And then I look below that, it goes, what's falling for it? Like the moronic bastard he is.
Okay, hold on. Are you messing with me with that?
No.
That's true?
Because for so many years, I've been thinking that, like, you're the moronic bastard.
Yeah. You know where my mom is right now?
Huh.
In your hacker room right now.
She's in my hacking room?
Yeah. She hacked into it.
She hacked into it, and she's in there?
Physically in there?
Yeah, with her script of what we're saying.
Oh, she wrote this part, too?
Yeah.
Or you wrote this?
I didn't write it.
Your mom wrote this?
Yeah.
Did you see the script before this?
I'm tired.
You're in my house.
Honestly, I don't.
So, all right. So, it's been how much more time we have?
We're done, dude.
Okay, so it's been 13 years. Me and Clay, there's photos in a... I'll try to scan some of them I have. I documented the week of The Dark Knight coming out. So, it's me and Clay and our roommate, Brock, at the time. Still a good pal. Just running around L.A. Skating. We made our shirts. We had these, like, Domino's pizza... Batman pizza box masks that was a promotional thing. And so I'll try to find those and post them. But this movie was huge. I think we saw it 3 times in the theater.
I'd like you to make me one of those shirts again. I really like that shirt.
Rod had one forever. What happened to it?
I think it just was old and it got ripped.
Rod threw it away, disrespectfully. Moronic bastard.
What did you guys do with yours?
Gave it
I
to
framed
you.
It. Yeah. My mom has it.
Your mom has it?
Yeah, my dad has it on his office.
Yeah.
Morning, Pastor.
Morning, Pastor.
So, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Okay, bye, God!